This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is heading home by train Sunday, Russian news agencies reported, after a week-long visit to Russia that includes talks with President Vladimir Putin on closer military and other cooperation. South Korea's president says the international community will unite more tightly to cope with the deepening military cooperation between Russia and North Korea, and he plans to raise the issue with world leaders at the UN General Assembly this week. More on this part of the story from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
President Yoon Suk-yeol made the comments in written responses to questions from the Associated Press ahead of his departure to New York. Worries about Russian-North Korean ties have flared since North Korean leader Kim Jong-un traveled to Russia last week for a summit with President Vladimir Putin and to tour a slew of high-profile military and technology sites. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Floods completely destroyed at least 891 buildings in Libya's coastal city of Derna, according to the official news agency on Sunday. Citing figures from a team assigned by the Libyan National Unity Government, the report says an additional 211 buildings were partially damaged and 398 others submerged in mud, leaving a total of a quarter of the buildings damaged in that city. Russia said it had thwarted a coordinated Ukrainian attack on Crimea early on Sunday, while drones also targeted Moscow, disrupting air traffic in the capital, causing a fire at an oil depot. There was also a missile attack on Ukraine early Sunday, targeting chiefly the southern parts of the Odessa region, hitting an agriculture facility. This is VOA News. Italy's prime minister warned Sunday that the future of Europe is at stake after droves of migrants landed on the Mediterranean island of Lampedusa. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen has visited the port on the Sicilian island with the prime minister and says,
"It is very important for me because irregular migration is a European challenge and it needs a European answer. So we are in this together."
Thousands of migrants on vessels from North African coast landed on Italy's southernmost island this week, sparking a crisis that has rekindled debate over the division of responsibility among the EU nations. Lawyers for an opposition party councillor in Zimbabwe say he and a relative were abducted, beaten, and whipped by an unknown man amid a post-election crackdown, they claim, on criticism of recently re-elected President Emmerson Mnangagwa and his ruling party. More than a dozen opposition figures, including elected representatives, officials, and activists, have been targeted with violence or arrested by police, according to the lawyers. Many had hoped for a post-election reapproachment that they say is badly needed in the once prosperous Southern African nation. The United Auto Workers strike against the Detroit 3 automakers set to enter its third day Sunday. No immediate resolution on the horizon. Comedian and actor Russell Brand has denied any criminal wrongdoing, as British media reported on Saturday the four women had accused him of sexual assaults, including rape, during a seven-year period when he was at the height of his fame. Here's Reuters' Diane Toe.
Comedian and actor Russell Brand faces allegations of rape, sexual assault, and emotional abuse spanning 7 years at the peak of his fame. The claims against the former husband of U.S. singer Katy Perry emerged from a joint investigation by Britain's The Times and the Sunday Times newspapers, as well as the Channel 4 TV documentary show Dispatches.
What I seriously refute...
Hours before the first newspaper report was published online on Saturday, the 48-year-old posted on social media a preemptive denial to unspecified, very serious criminal allegations.
The report said the allegations, the alleged incidents, took place between 2006 and 2013 and involved four women. Those allegations were detailed in the documentary on Channel 4 in London, a channel that Brand really began his career on. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.